Hoyamaisa. The Krainus means the wagons of Sipari, that's where the case took place. That means, like Rashi says, the Yoyma Shuk. This incident happened that she went down to the well to fetch the water, and a man was Manasa. It happened the day of the market. There are a lot of people from other cities coming here also. So the kids of the Gemara calls this Trei Rubi. There are two rives in the Mishnah. Not only one rive, but there are two rives. As we're talking about in the city, rive people living there were ksherim. And who did it was a day that there was a marketplace going on that people from other towns also came in here. And even the people from the neighboring towns were also rive ksherim. That's called two rives. So since our Mishnah is talking about two rives, therefore it helps. So Rashi learned Shana Gemara that we're going now according to Rabbi Yeshua. Henachnami, Rabbi Yossi, Taka Paschas like Rabbi Yeshua. Even though the Mishnah before Rabbi Yeshua says we don't leave the Isha, she's not Neman, that's only when you only have one rive. But in the case where you have two rives, then she's Neman. That's the way Rashi learns. And according to Rashi, the Gemara is al-Shloya Libet Hilchasa. Because the Vada, we don't Paschal like Rabbi Yeshua. But Rashi is forced to learn that our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, what do you have two rives for? According to Rabbi Gamliel, even one rive, you don't even need one rive. So Rashi learns the Gemara's teretz is we talk old like Rabbi Yeshua. We have Yisrael like Rabbi Yeshua. Even though before Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe the girl that became Muberis, that's only because there's only one rive. But in the Tayyim Hashuk, the Kroin the Shotipari, where there are two rives, then Rabbi Yeshua says she's Neman. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Mefarshim don't like this pshat. Tosis learns the pshat that it could be we're talking about Takas Atay Neshem here. We're talking about a case where the girl doesn't know. Like Tosis the Kashas over here. The case of the Mishnah was she was Nensa. That a man came was Manasa. Then she, Taka, doesn't know who the man was. So in the case where she's a Shema, she doesn't know who the man is, then even according to Rabbi Gamliel, you have to have two rights. So that's the Gemara's teretz. The Taka will go according to Rabbi Gamliel. And I, the Kasha was, when Megamliel says in the Mishnahs before, we believe the girl, even Keneged Reif Sulim, that's when the girl says she knows for sure who the boy was, where she chooses the boy. She went to Haznus. So there, Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her, she says she picked a Kashra. But over here, the case the Mishnah was, where she went down to the well, and somebody was Manasar, and she Taka doesn't know the man, she never saw him before in her life, she doesn't know who it is. So then, when do we say that she's Kasha Lakuna? Only in this case where there are two rives. We're talking about it's in a city, it happened in a city, where rive people living in the city are Kasha Jews, and also it was a day that other people came from other towns into the city, because there's a big market that day, that those people also rive Waksherim. Therefore, since we have two rives, the Mokim two rives, she's Kasha even with a tiny Shema. That's Toy's first terrace. So his second teretz is maybe no. Even with the tainus bari of a still lechatchila sechumra meyuchsin, you always need two rives. Even though Rabbi Gamliel Taka holds, you don't need a rive at all. But lemaisa lechatchila, like we had a gemara before, lechatchila you need one rive. This gemara holds lechatchila you have to have two rives. Then nachnami b'diyevet Taka avadet bikasha even without any rives at all, if she's a tainus bari. But where she's a Shema, where she doesn't know what happened, then the Lachriyat Yitaka need two rives. This Amol could be Nageya to Amol if you're adopting a baby. And you don't know Taka who the parents are, you don't know who the mother is. Or else the mother doesn't say, doesn't talk. The mother remains a Shema. I feel you know who the mother is. But you know she has Nus, you don't know who the man was. And the case where you can't believe her, she's a Shaitach Veis. You don't know what she's talking about. So then the kid would only be Kosher if you have two rives. If it's in a city that rove people live, there are Jews. And also, maybe it was like in a motel. If you know it's in a motel, then a motel is also called a place that other people come from other towns into the motel. And in that motel, you know rove people, there were Jews. That's called Trei Rubi. But in a case where the mother doesn't say anything, the mother's a Shema, we don't hear from the mother who the man was, then Lamaisa, the kid is only kosher if you have two rives. And like Avami says, the Yomer Avami, we're talking about a siyua means a caravan. That people were coming through the town this day, that also rove those people were ksherim. So again, that means there are two roves in the city. from the original rove that people living there, and the caravan of people that came in now just today also rove people from that caravan with Ksherim. And the Maisa's Nus took place today, so then if you have two roves, the same as probably the man was a kosher man. Uke Rabbi Yanai, the Yom Rabbi Yanai, Niveles Bekroinos, if this Nus took place Bekroinos by the wagons, Ksheru Lakuna, then the girl or the girl is kosher still to get married to a kohen. So Mar says, "Bekroines sakadaitoch." Do you really think it happened by the kronos on the wagon itself? Ella, what I meant to say is like this: Nivelis, if this nus took place, the shas kronos at the day at the time when there were caravans in the city, ksher lakuna. In other words, if this nus took place on the day that there was a lot of people coming in from other towns that were ksherim kosher yidden. And in the city itself, they're also kosher yidden. Then the lachri is the girl is kosher lakuna. But again, when do we need these two ksherim lakuna? When the mother doesn't know vaday, when she's only a shema. If she doesn't know, then lamaisi you have to have two roves. Then achnami, in the case when she tain is bari, then it could be she's believed even without roves. Now, pashtus, the Gemara is talking about the as lakuna. So, Shaila, if you want to know if this girl can get married to a kain. Who would then be an afkamina? She has a baby. We want to know now if it's a girl, is the kohen allowed to marry this girl? But the chura will be if it's a boy. If it's a boy, it's not nogeh to get married to a kohen, because the boys, the girls, kahanis, don't have a lacha to get married to kashra. So chura, if the kid's a boy, then it'll only be a shaila if he's a mamzer or not. If he's a mamzer, then he can't marry a bas yisrael. If he's not a mamzer, then the maisi is allowed to marry a regular bas yisrael. So the chura here, but the gate of kahal, the Gemara doesn't say clearly you need two roves. Plus the Gemara is only talking about lakuna, you need two roves. But it could be, if it's only a question about a boy, it'll be enough to have one rove. L'maisin nachreinim, it's a machlekes nachreinim. That's the way some achreinim say, that our sugi is only talking about to get married to a kain. There's a special maila lakuna, you have to have two roves. But there are some achreinim that say, even to get married to kahal, if you have a kid that push, you don't know, even if you know the mother was a Jew, but you don't know who the father was, so suffolk, maybe the father was a mamzer, and therefore the kid is also a mamzer, so some rachreinim say, in a suffolk, you can't marry taka, unless you have two wives. That's a shalom lalacha. Rakob, what it says here, clearly the Mishnah is talking about, you need two wives, and that's why it's kosher. So it's Gemara Avol, what's going to be though if there's only one wife? Avol pirish echot mitzipari. Let's say we know for sure the man that was Manasseh came from the city. He lived in the city, this man. It's not a question, maybe he came from the Siyua, from the caravans, or else it means in the day that only people from the city were there, Ubo, and this man was Manasseh. Havlat Shtuki, then since we only have one rov, you only know that the man came from the city, with one rov alone, then we say the Vlat Takas Shtuki, means it's a Sofik Mamzer, and he can't marry a Kain. Or Labdavka Sotuk Mamzer. Shtuki could mean that if it's a girl, she can't marry a Kain. A Kain is not allowed to marry her. Rashi just says, Avlat Shtuki, the Bechad Ruba Le Machsher. Because if you only have one Rav, it's no good. But again, this could be partially the way Rashi learns another Rishonim, it's only a Shalaf for Kahuna. If it's a girl, and you want to know, can this girl marry a Kain? No. To marry a Kain, the girl is only Kusher if there are two Ravs there. That the father was also a kosher person. But it could be to get married to kahal, it could be one roiv is enough. But here the Gemara is saying one roiv is not enough, that means lakuna. Again, like I said, other Rishitas learn no, even lakahal, also you need two roivs. Because without two roivs, we have to be afraid maybe the father was a mamzer, and then the kid is also a mamzer. If the kid's a mamzer, he can't marry even a bas yisrael. Marikiho de chiyosi ravdimi. Like Rav Dimi came, and Omar Ziri said the name of Ziri, Omar Rav Chanina. The Yamrilo, some say, Omar Ziri, Omar Rav Chanina. That what the locher is, Holchenach a roiv here, you're allowed to go after the roiv people living in the city, again, where a girl became pregnant, and you don't know from who. So roiv people in the city are ksherim, we say she's kosher, and the kid is kosher, but we ain't Holchenach a roiv siyua. But you can't go after roiv of the caravans, of people coming in. If you have a bunch of people coming into the city today, even though the people coming in, those people roiv the maksherim, you can't use that roiv. That's what he said. So Mura says, doesn't make any sense. Kalpe lai, it should be just the opposite. Klap lai is just the opposite of what you're saying. If you have a question, which roiv is better, Avada, the roiv from the Siyua, is a better roiv from the people living in the city. Like we'll soon see, Lameister, what he meant to say is you need two roivs. But even if you made a mistake to think he means only one roiv is enough, what you're saying should be just the opposite. The roiv of people from the caravans that are moving, those people for sure are Purush. They're not Kavua. Like we'll soon see the Yesoid. The Yesoid is by Kavua, the Klal is you don't go after Roiv. The Klal is called Kavua is Kamach Samach Tadami. Kavua means if something is stationary. Like later on the Gemara will soon see, the classical case is if you have 10 butcher stores there. Let's say 9 of them sell kosher meat, and 1 of them sell trefa meat. Now, if you went into one of the stores and bought meat, and you forgot which one you went into, even though rov kosher, the din of the meat is that it's possible, it's treif. Because since the stores are stationary, they're kavua, there's no din roiv. We say kol kavu when the stationary is kamach samach tadami. It's like 50-50. So we have a suffix, which store did you get into? Maybe you got into the treif store. Min ha-suffix it's also. But if you find a piece of meat outside the store, when you first found this piece of meat, it was already Purush, it was already out of the store, then the klal is called the Purush, Meruba Purush. When something was found out of its place where it started out from, it was Purush, separated already, then we say, where did it come from? It came from the Rive. Since Rive stores are kosher, it's kosher. The same thing here also. If you have a man now, by the Siyua, now a kavu of a man would be in his home. Where's his headquarters? In his house where he lives. That's called his kavias. So Lamaisa, let's say in the city itself, if you have a doubt that maybe the girl went to the man's house, if the girl went to the man's house, then that's called kavua. See, even if there'll only be one mamza in the whole city, there'll be 9,000 kosher Jews, and one mamza, the girl will be puzzled then. Because since the girl went to the man's house, and the men are kavua at home, when it's kavua, the klal is kol kavua kamachsa machsa. It's called like a suffix, and when a suffix, he has to go to chumrah. But in the case where the man left his house and went to her, now the suffix is, who is this man? Then we say he came from the roif. So, Mela, the case of the siyua where the people are traveling, they're traveling, they're away from the home. They're not at home right now. So when they're traveling, for sure, it's called, they are purush. They left the house. So if the isha had znus with the man from the caravan, for sure we should go bus a roif to say that it was from one of the roif, and roif aksherim, she's still kosher. Mashenkin, if this nus took place in the city, we have to be afraid that maybe she went to the man's house. If she went to the man's house, then it's the klal of kavua. If there'll be only one mamzer in the whole city, should be possible then. So that's the kasha now. Klal palai, it should be just the opposite. Hani naidi. The roiv of the siyu are the people that are traveling. They're moving around, they're naidi. For them, for sure, I should say, roiv helps. For hani kaviya v'kaimi. But the people in the town, they're at home. There it's a suffix. Maybe she went to him. If she went to him, you can't use a roiv. So how did you just got finished saying you could use the roiv of the ear of the city and not the roiv of the siyua people traveling? It should be just the opposite. The people that are traveling is Purush, then you do use the din roiv. But the people at home, maybe she went to them. There's no roiv. Ella, this is what he meant to say. Havad didn't mean that. He meant like this. Ella. True, you're allowed to use the roiv of the city, but when? For who the ikar roiv siyua bahado? Like we had before, when you have two roivs at the same time, it has to be that the znus took place in part of the city, but in that city today, there are also roiv siyua. Roiv people came from other places, and those people that came from other places are also roiv kshirim. So therefore, when you have two roivs, then we'll make them. But in the case where you have a city, that there are no guests today, nobody came from other towns, only the people living in the city itself. Even though you have roiv people in the city, aksherim, nothing doing, she'll still be puzzled, she won't be kosher. One roiv of the city alone doesn't help. And who adin, who adin, if you know this nus happened near the caravans, or outside the city, where you know the man came from the caravan, from the people that are traveling, even though there's no shash of kavua, still, one roiv doesn't help. That's what he's telling us. There's a mal osam yuchsin musun si, the geit ilchus yuchsin, to get married to a kain, or some achrenim learn even to get married to a kal to vas yisroel, the mother or the daughter is only mutter if there were two roivs. How it be that this nus took place in a city that rove people living there are ksherim, and who adin rove people that came in the city that day were also ksherim. But one rove alone doesn't help. Now the Gemara asks, why not? Why shouldn't one rove help? There's a klal all over, you go bust a rove. So why shouldn't one rove help? But the Gemara, my timer, what's wrong? So Gemara says, gzeira rove siyua, otter rove here. The reason why you can't use the rove of the siyua alone, even though there should be no gzeiras, that's a good rove because they're all traveling, they're away from them home, it's called a parish, but it's a gzeira. If you're going to use the rove of the siyua, we're afraid sometimes to use the rove of the city itself. For the Gemara of rove here, Nami, now let's think about in the city itself, what's so wrong? What's wrong with the rove of the city? If the man left his house and had nus by her house or met her someplace else, for the man, what's wrong with the rive then? Called the parish, maruba parish. This man was parish, means separated, came out from his house. So since the suffix happened away from his house, now the doubt is, which man was it? Did the cloud go bust the rive? Since the majority of the people living in the city are kosher people, kosher to get married to a kohen, we should say the man that lived with this girl is also a kosher man. So what's wrong with just having rive of the city? So Gemara says, like tzuricha, the case or the gzeira, what we're afraid about is to ka'oz la iyo legabayu. We're afraid in a case that she goes to him. In the city, Rashi learns that not the pshat only in this case, but any case in the city, we're afraid that maybe it'll happen one time that she's going to go to the man's house. And if she goes to the man's house, to have a kavua, the man at home is called kavua stationary, that's his house. When you have a suffix in kavua, the klal is kamachta machtadami. Even though there's only one mamzer in the town, and 9,000 kosher Jews, still called the suffix. We have a doubt, maybe the one person she went to was the mamzer. And therefore, she's possible to marry a kohen, and the kids of mamzer also can't marry even the kahal. So that's the pshat over here. It's the gzeira not to use one rove alone. Because if you use one rove, even outside in the fields, we're afraid you use a rove in a city. And in this city, the rove is no good, because in this city, we have to be afraid in the case that she is going to go to him. If she goes to him, that's called kavua, that wives are suffered. Now the Gemara says, V'yomer Rab Zeira. Zeira says, the klal is kol kavua. Anything that's stationary, kavua, the locha is kamach tamach tadami. It has a locha like 50-50, it remains a suffix. So therefore, over here, by yuchsim, we have to have two roives. With one roive with the Zeira, maybe you come to be machshir, even in the case where she goes to him. For the Gemara, Umi bin in Trey Rubi, is this true that we make such a Zeira? Is it true that, like usually, kol ha-teira, we know rive helps, and all over we don't make any gzeiras to say auto kavu, you have to have two rives. So how come? Like, why is it different over here? So the way Tosaf learned is very good. The Gemara now is going lalocha even according to Rabbi Gamliel. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, when chitain is bari, we talk a bliva. That there's no new special mylos and b'yuchsin. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, when she's a shema, l'chura, she's a shema, she doesn't know for sure what happened. The kasher is, rive should help. So it's a regular din rive. So how come you need two rives here? Because you make gzeiras. So if you make a gzeira here, the Gemara's kasher is, all over you should make gzeiras also. And we'll soon see that's not true. All over we don't make these gzeiras. For the Gemara, me being in Treruba, do we make these gzeiras all over? For Tanya, we learn out like that. For Tanya, we learned the famous case, Teisha Chanuyis. If you have 9 stores in the town, Kulan Meichres Basashuta. 9 of them, well, not, you have 10 altogether. 9 of them sell kosher meat. The Achas Mecheres Basanavela. And 1 butcher store sells treif. Now, Velokach Miachas Mehen. You went down to 1 store today. You forgot to look at the name of the store. You just walked into 1 store and took home some meat. And when you came home, now, Oivei, you've remembered, you don't forgot to look who the butcher was. You don't know which store you went into. Vieni Yodeya Mazeh. You don't know which lokach. You don't know into which store you went in today to buy. The lachri is sveika yasa. When our sofik, the meat you took home now is treif. Why? Because that's called kavua. Mashenkin of a nimtza. If you found a piece of meat outside the store, it was already porish outside the store. Then the lachri is holachach arayv. You go boss of the rive. So the kasher is, if you find the meat outside the store, why are you allowed to eat the meat? Why don't you make a gzeira? If you'll be matter to eat the meat when you find it outside, sometimes you're going to go inside the store. Like, why don't you make the gzera? So why don't you have to have two rives here also? Maybe you want to tell me anything on me? I'll tell you, b'shein dalsus medinas nolais. We're only talking about where the gates of the city are open. That the Ka'asi la ruba mi'alma enechnami. We're talking about now that rove people, rove butchers, come in from other towns, are also selling kashra meat. So enechnami, maybe there are two raves here. There's rave of the 9 butcher stores in this town, and also the people came from the other towns, also came with rove kashra meat. Gemara says no. For Amar Rab Zera says, Afa pi shadalsas medinas nualais. Even though the city's doors are closed. In other words, nobody else comes into the city. You only have a piece of meat found outside a butcher store. It came from one of the stores in this town. Still, you go bust a rive. So who you see, you do go bust one rive. And you don't make a gezerah. So how come over here we're saying, Shana Mishnah is just only mutter this girl when we have two rives? The Teretz is, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'alosim b'yuchsim. There's a special mile of the Rabbana gave a special chumrah, Negei Tilchus Yuchsin. Again, that's the machlekes rishonim or achrayim. Does it mean only if she's a girl, if she can marry a kohen? To marry a kohen, that's a special milah for yuchsin. She's only kosher if there are two rives. Another is achrayim learn even the kal. It's a question that even if it's a boy, his boy, we have a suffix, maybe he's a mamzer, and he's not allowed to marry even a basi squirrel until you have two rives. Even though other places in the Torah by the meat, Avada was semach on one rive, if you know it was parish. Now we don't make a gzera, maybe you go into the butcher store. But over here, there's a special mile of a yuchsin that you have to have two rives. Now the Gemara explains. We had before, Omer Abzera, Kol Kevua Kemach Tzamach Tadami, Dein Lekula Bein Lechumra, whether it's negated to be Mekul, or it's negated to be Machmir. In a case where the thing is stationary, and it's suffic what it is, it always remains Mach Tzamach, it's a suffic. You have a doubt. So, how does Rav Zera know this cloud? How do we know, like, where's the Mishnah to prove this point that there's such a new Svar of Machza Machza? Because it's Kavua. How do we know this? Like, Lauren, Svar, it shouldn't make any Svar. My Nafkamina, if you go down to one butcher store, whether you found the meat outside in Svar, there shouldn't be any Nafkamina. Still, there are 9 butcher stores that are kosher. So even if you went into one of the stores, you should also say you went into the rave. Like, what's the difference? In Sfarah, there's no difference. Tadar's observe where do you find a mukar to make this difference? Elaine, if you want to tell me from a Mishnah like this, from this din, that Mitisha Chanuyas, Kulan Marcus Bosa Shchuta, Viachas Bosa Nevela, Volokach Miachas Men, if you went down to the store and bought from one of them, Vian Yedei Mezim Emlokach, it's Sveiko Yasser? So you see clearly, you say Kavua is Osir, it's Machta Machta. Or Venimsa, but if you found the meat outside, Holokach Arrive? So you see a Mishnah like this. Tomorrow says, Hasam l'chumra. From that Mishnah, you only see you go l'chumra. In other words, maybe it's only a din the Rabbonin that were machmir. Where's Reb Zera's Raya, though, that's the Midiraisa, that he was saying l'kula? There it's a Shali were machmir. There are 9 butcher stores that are kosher. So true, and Svar, you should say, it's mutter. Min achumra, we say, when you go down there, Kavua, maybe it's only a chumra mid Rabbonin. Where's the Raya will even say it l'kula? In other words, where's the Raya that's even Midiraisa? Was an elephant a different Mishnah? But the theft and Tyrus. Elephant halacha like this. Miteisha tzvadayim. If you have 9 dead frogs, halacha is if you touch a frog, it's not a sheretz, it's not matamiyu. The sheretz echad b'neim. But there was 1 sheretz there. If you touch the sheretz, it's matamiyu. So kids, you have 9 dead frogs that are not matamiyu. And 1 dead sheretz there. V'noga b'yechad mihen. And you touched one of them. V'yem yodei v'yezim emnoga. You don't know which one of the 10 you touched. The locher is sveika tamei. You see, in asafik it's taka tamei. I why? I rive says you touched a tzvadeya. So who you see? Because they're kavua. Since they're all stationary, and you went to them and touched one of them, we say kavua is called kamachza machza, and therefore mestam is talking about asafik tuma b'shus ayochid. That asafik b'shus ayochid is tamei. But you see, it's called a sofik. And the gemara again, asam nami lechumra. There's no proof. There again, we go lechumra. In other words, the kula would have been that you tore. So instead of saying you tore, we say you luchumra, you tamei. But maybe again, maybe it's only chumra midrabbanan. What's the right attack? It's midiraisa.
All right, turn over.
was Ella from another Tosefta. Ella from this din. It says clearly, Miteisha Shrotzen. If you have 9 Shrotzen there, those are Matamiyu. Utsvadei Echor, and 1 frog is there, Beneim. Now, Venoga, Beyechon, man, and you touch one of them. Ven Yudeim, is Memlokach, is Bershur Sayochit Sveika Tomei. Here it says again, Bershur Sayochit Sveika is Tomei. That's very good. Again, this will be the Chumrah, though. But it says, Bershur Sarabim Sveika Tohor. This is the Raya. What's the case here again? You have 9 Shrotzim there. So Roiv says, the one you touch is Matamiyu. 9 of them are Shrotzim. So Chur, if you touched one of them, it shouldn't really be called the Sofik Midiraisa. It should be called that Yavadi touched a Sherwitz, it should be Tomei. Even Bershus Rabin. And here it says no. Here it says if it happened Bershus Rabin, the Locher is Yator. Why Yator? Because since you went to touch them, it's called Kavua. And Kavua makes it Kamach Samach, so it remains a Sofik. In other words, you don't use Roiv Midiraisa where it's Kavua. So it remains a good Sofik. Now the loch of Sofik Tumah Bershus Rabim is that it's Tor. So here you see even the Kula, we use Kavua. Because if you wouldn't use the Din Kavua here, you should go Basar Rav. Rav should say, since 9 of them are Shrotzim, it should say, Yuvadi Tosh the Sheretz. If you have Rav, even Bershus Rabim you tummy. The only reason why you Tor here is because you don't use Rav. Why don't you use Rav? Because you say it's Kavua. So you see clearly, Kavua helps even Lachim. Now the Gemara, good, you brought a proof from the Mishnah from Tosefta. But how did you know this? For the Gemara, oh, Midiraisa Minolan, Midiraisa, how do we know the Svar, you go Basa Kavua, that by Kavua, you don't say Raiv, or Makroch, the Pasuk says, the Orav Loi Vekomalov. You ambushed a person, and you had Das to kill him. So, the Tanakama, Reb Shimon Dashin's over there, Achi Yiskavan Loi. Reb Shimon uses this Pasuk, that in the case, let's say, you had Kavona to kill Ruvain. And by mistake you killed Shimon, he owes you potter. That's Reb Shimon's svarah. Lalacha we owe you chayav with Rabbanim. Reb Shimon says, even if you had intentions, and we warn you, don't shoot the gun, you're going to kill Reuven. And you didn't kill, you shot the gun. But by mistake you hit Shimon, not Reuven. Reb Shimon owes you potter. Ach yiskavin lo, yoni chayav misa, if you killed the person you had kavona. That's the way he dashes this pasuk. For Rabbanim, the Rabbanim argument say no, since you had kavona to kill a Jew, and the mighty killed the Jew, avad you are chayiv misa. So what does the pasuk mean to say you potter? For Rabbanan Amri, the very Abyanai, Prat, you know what this pasuk means to teach us, that you potter, lezerik evan legoi. If you threw a heavy stone into a bunch of people and it killed somebody, that's the case that you potter. You potter, even though you killed a person there. For the Gemara Hechidami, what are we talking about? Elai Madika Tisha Kananim, if there are 9 goyim there, the Yechod Yisro B'nayim, and there's 1 Jew there. And you threw the stone now, and you didn't know who you're going to hit. Even if you killed the Jew, so we're saying now you're potter. Fred Gemara Avadi you're potter. Typically, the Ruba Kananim Ninu. Like typically, when you threw the stone, you had no intentions of killing a Jew. Al Piroi, you should go kill a guy, because there are 9 goyim there. So Avadi you're potter from Isa. Like that's not called you a Mischafen to kill the Jew. We're not talking about you knew one person, the Jew, and you had Kavona to kill him. All you knew is there are 10 people there, and you knew there's only 1 Jew, and you threw the stone, and you don't know who it's going to hit. So the Chura, what should you think? You should think most probably it's going to hit one of the people of the Rav. So since the Rav are Kananim, Shiti Yipot, I don't need a Pasuk. And Inami, even if Palgo, even if there are 5 Jews and 5 Goyim. Also, Sofik Nefashas Lokel. Again, we don't know who you had in mind to kill. We can't say you had a mind to kill a Jew. Maybe you had a mind to kill a guy. So therefore, even if you killed a Jew, he can't kill you. The klal is suffering the parshas like legola hakel. Rashi says it's a pasuk for tzilu eda. And the Kasha, what do you need a pasuk for? They say a teretz is a p'tur vade, not a p'tur sofik. But I call upon him yipotah. So Gemara says, like tzricha, know why we need this pasuk. The case is like this. Te'ika tisha yisraelim. Even though in this bunch there were 9 Jews standing there, and you knew it. There's 1 guy there. And you threw the stone, and you had intentions to kill one of them. Still we say you're potter. Why you're potter? Since they are Rav Jews, we should say you had intentions to kill a Jew. And if you killed a Jew, you should be chayiv. According to the Rabbanan Shita, if you had kavanah to kill Reuven, and by mistake you killed Shimon, you are chayiv misa. Because you had kavanah to kill a Jew. Here also, Lechura, if there are 9 Jews there, and you threw the stone, Lechura, you had kavanah to kill a Jew. So why, you potter? Elamai, the pshaf in the pasuk is, Tehev elei kanani kavua. Because the one guy there is kavua, they're stationary. They're in one place there. And the klal is, v'chol kavua kamachta machta dami. We don't use a din roiv. Since they're stationary, we can't use a din roiv. We don't use a roiv. The guy is standing there. So when you threw the stone, you have right to say, I don't know what's going to hit. Maybe it's going to hit the guy. So therefore it's not called I had intentions of killing a Jew. And if you only have intentions of killing a guy, then you're part that we can't kill you. So from this pasuk, we see the Yisrael Kavua. The pasuk says, when you throw the stone now, you're putter. Why? Because we can't use a rive. When the people are stationary, and you throw it there, if there's one guy there, that's called Kavua, it's called a good suffix, who you meant, and therefore we can't kill you. This is the Raya, we say Kavua. The other Gemara says, back to our Mishnah. Itmar, Rav Chia Barashi Yomar Rav, Halacha Krav Yasi. And we take a pasuk like the Mishnah, like Rav Yasi. Now what, you talk in the case where the girl was minus by the Mayan, and the Maskana posh, you need two rives. You talk have to have two rives. And the Lalocha, the way Taisa says, the Lalocha, it's not Shver, even though we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel only says it when she says Bari, when she knows who the man was. But here in the Mishnah, she doesn't know who the man is, therefore you have to have two rives. For Rav Chonam bar Rav, Rav Chonam bar Rav, the name of Rav, Hirosho Hoysa. No, the din of the Mishnah, Hirosho means it was a special psak. It was a special halacha to a matter in our Mishnah. But other places, it's not that way. So we'll soon see what he means. He doesn't argue. What he meant to say, the maskonah is that the Mishnah he learns is talking about only by one roif. So he says, in our Mishnah, they were making with one roif. But all over, he's masking the halacha, you have to have two roifs. Now, most of Rabbi Yirmiyah has the kasha. Rabbi Yirmiyah made a mistake and thought that when Rav says, halacha k'Rav Yasi, he thought the halacha is like the Mishnah says. The Mishnah only says one roif. So Rabbi Yirmiyah made a mistake. He thought that Rav says we paskin one rive is enough. Rabbi Yirmiyah liyuchsin loybin and trei rube. Like you, Rav, you paskin our Mishnah only one rive helps. You want to tell me you hold? You don't need two rives. For your tana we learn not like that. For your tana we learned. The locker is motza tinik mushlach.